everybody, and welcome to the Happy Healthy Home Podcast with your hosts, John and Bronya Harris. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. This is episode 6 today. Hey, Bron, welcome into the episode. And we are so glad to have you guys with us today. And so we are in a series of on the love languages. So if you're just tuning in with us, which that may not be the case, but either way, you've been kind of with us. You understand that we are walking through Gary Chapman's love language. We have really been encouraging you guys to take a love language test. You can find that, I think, at lovelanguages.com or the Love Nudge app on your smartphone or device. And that's just a great app to have. And for the last 2 weeks, we have taken two particular love languages. I think it was touch.
Mm-hmm. Physical touch was last week. And the week before that, we talked about, what did we talk about? Act of service. We talked about act of service because we started with that one, because that one is low on my list and your list of love languages. And so we decided we would start with the toughest one first. And so now we're working towards the top of our love language list, and it's getting a little easier to talk about the further we go.
Yeah, and so today is one of the fun ones, and that is receiving gifts.
And receiving gifts happens to be number 3 on my list and number 3, I believe, on John's list. Yep. Yeah. So actually, when John and I first got together, I think this was closer to number 1 for him. Wasn't it, hon?
It was.
So again, we've said this before, but your love language changes over the years as you receive love from your partner and give love and learn to love that person through their love language. You learn to appreciate their love language. And a lot of times you learn that you actually really like that love language too, and that can change the way you view love and how you receive it. And so, yeah, your love language can change over the years.
All right, once again, we're going to encourage you guys to take the love language test, quiz, however you want to phrase that, and because it's not just important for you to know yours, but it's also extremely important for you to know your spouse's, what their love language is. We've talked a couple different times about not knowing this or not being in tune with this can really lead to some frustrations, especially if one person has a very high score on a certain area, but that may be your lowest thing. That just really means it's going to be so far from your mind, you're going to really have to work at that, and which is what marriage is and what relationships is and what family is. It's work. And so I would encourage you to do that. So today we're really talking about gifts. And so a definition that I found that we thought was really good says, if your partner's love language is gifts, that means you feel loved or that you're demonstrating love with a tangible item. Whether that's a tiny trinket or from a thrift store or a 50-foot sailboat, it really doesn't matter. It just matters that person feels or expresses love when they receive a gift. And so they may, in turn, try to show that love for you for in buying a gift, in buying and giving you something. Maybe every time they're coming to your home, and then that's what they do. If it's a day, then they're bringing an item with them. And so that is, it's kind of what we're going to dive into. Is receiving gifts. So defining a gift, this is really going to take some time. And I've always kind of felt like I've done pretty good at giving gifts.
Well, like I said, we started out and that was at the top of your list. I think a part of that is because that's kind of how you were raised. You were raised being kind of showered with gifts a lot. My family, I was given gifts, but we weren't big, elaborate gift givers. So it wasn't that big of a priority to me as it was for you. And so I think that's probably why we started out that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. And for the people out there who might struggle at giving gifts, here's my encouragement on being a good gift giver. And it is just a simple phrase to help you. And it is just this, just pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention. It's not really hard to give a good gift if you pay attention to the other person. You know, as Bronya walks through a store or we're somewhere on a trip, if, you know, I see her walk by something and I see something that she picks up or she makes a fuss about, and then I got some more secrets I'll kind of let out before we're off of this episode, but I think there's some other ways that you can pay attention. But, you know, I've just always kind of put it back in my mind a little bit. I might not buy it right then because I might want a surprise. But if Bronya walks to a store and she picks up something, or she comes back around two or three times, or she makes a big fuss, or she snaps a picture of it and sends it to our daughter, you know, to me, those are all signs. She's not begging for me to get it. She's just saying, hey, this is
got my attention.
Yeah, got her attention. So I need to pay attention to that.
And there have been multiple times that we've been out shopping together. I'm a big antique. I love to antique shop. And so I can't tell you how many times we've been out shopping. Well, whether it's antique stores or not. And that would happen. I would see something. It would catch my eye, and we would, you know, be done in the store, go to the car, whatever, and all of a sudden, John would be like, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. Give me just a second. And lo and behold, here he would come out with the gift. He would go back in the store and buy it and surprise it with me. One time, we were somewhere, and I saw something that I liked, and I made a fuss over it, and he said that. He said, while we were shopping, he said, I've got to go to the bathroom. Give me a second. So he goes, and I think he's going to the bathroom. And then we continue to shop. We leave. We get out of the car, and that little antique thing that I liked was sitting in my seat. So, yeah, it's all about paying attention. And those little things mean so much. And my love language, my top love language is not even gifts. But when he did that, that just thrilled me. That just said he pays attention to me. He wasn't on his phone ignoring me while I was looking around at the antiques, which he really could care less about. He was paying attention, and that meant a lot to me. And he was showing me that he, number one, cared about what I care about, and he cared about being with me and paying attention to me.
Yeah. And, you know, you also have to, everybody has to remember that even if your love language isn't gifts, you also got to remember, you got to let that person love you through their love language.
Yeah.
And so even if you're not a big gift giver, but you are in a relationship with someone who is, you have to let that person love you. Now, they're going to have to understand you, get to know your love language and what's meaningful to you. And I think a person with a high language of their love language is gifts, I really think they're going to do well at the other ones, because they're probably really good at paying attention. Because in order to get a gift, it you really do have to pay attention. So
absolutely,
they'll learn to change those things. But let that person love you.
Yeah.
And
as far as defining the love language of gift giving, I think, or gift receiving, I believe that it's not about how elaborate or expensive the gift is. I would say mostly it's about the effort behind the gift and the thought behind the gift. The gift just needs to really say, I saw this, I thought of you. You were on my mind, yeah. Whether it's just something small at the convenience store when you ran in to pay for your gas, or, you know, something big. It's something that says, you were on my mind. And that is what that person who is receiving that gift, if that's their love language, that's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really need you to spend a ton of money. They just need you to, they just need to know that you were thinking of them.
No, and it's exactly right. And so with that, let's just kind of talk about a few myths about somebody who maybe their love language is gifts. And maybe that's really not ever kind of the love language, verbiage has not really been in your relationship, but, you know, it may seem like, well, that person just wants something all the time, or maybe they're deemed as materialistic.
Yeah, greedy. Yeah.
And that's,
I think that is a misunderstanding. Yes. So let's see if we can't.
Now, a version of that would be, you know, say somebody says, hey, I want this purse and it's at this store and it's on this shelf and here's how much it costs. And this is what it is. Now, that might be toeing the line at a little bit greedy. Generally, you know, around Christmases and different stuff like that, those seasons, it might not be an odd thing for Bronnie and I to send pictures back and forth to each other of just things that are kind of on our mind. You know, Bronnie will do that for me, and I'll do that for her. And now our kids growing up, they used to put together PowerPoints for us of the things that they wanted. And which we appreciated some of it, but we would always follow that up like, you know, you're crazy if you think you're getting everything that's on this list. But, I would say if gifts are important to you, I wouldn't put my expectation on getting all the things that you want. You have to make sure that you put your expectation on feeling loved.
Yeah.
And that's what's most important. So,
and if you're given a list like that, very specific, this is what I want. My birthday's next week. This is what I want. This is where you get it. This is how much it costs. This is what color it is. This is what aisle it's on. Then you're messing that up for your significant other, because they're missing out on the opportunity to observe and listen to you and think about you and go get something that they sincerely want to get you and that they think is meaningful. So, I mean, the whole thing is kind of messed up if that's how you do it.
Like, right. You know, and another myth might be that some people would feel like the gifts are superficial or maybe not symbolic of an emotional connection. But to the person who receives gifts, and that's important to them, they are most certainly going to have an emotional connection to whatever gift that is given. We won't talk about us in particular, but just as we were getting ready for this show and kind of going through show notes, I asked Rania, like, what's the most meaningful gift that I ever got you? And her answer was something that didn't surprise me, because I remembered and I figured it would be a big deal. And there is an emotional connection to that item, even still to this day, because just because it was really important, and it took some running around and different stuff to get. So just important. But there is an emotional connection. It sometimes just looking at that item or whatever it is will take you back to that moment when the gift was received, or whatever emotions are a part of that. So even though it's maybe a trinket or some physical item, I promise you there will be some kind of an emotional connection to that with it. So,
do I get to share?
Well, I guess so. You can.
Might as well if we're going to talk about gifts. So, John and I had been married probably 10 or 12 years or something, maybe like that, probably 10. And, back up. So, right after we got married, I, like an idiot, sold my wedding dress and my veil. And I sold it to somebody that I knew. And I regretted it, especially selling my veil, because my grandmother had hand sewn some beads on that for me. So, but I was young and stupid. And so anyway, I sold it. Well, so like 10 years into our marriage, my sweetheart decided that he was going to track this girl down and try to buy them both back. Well, obviously, it was important to her, because that was then her wedding dress and her veil. And so he explained to her about the veil, and she was gracious enough to sell the veil back to him. And so that's what he gave me for Christmas that year. Was it Christmas or anniversary?
Okay.
I can't remember either. Yeah. But anyway, so he gave me the veil, which is probably the most meaningful gift to date. Also, a couple years ago, he gave me a new diamond ring, which is kind of hard to beat, too. But anyway, so in that veil, we ended up I kept it, you know, all those years. And then when our daughter got married 6 years ago or something, she was able to wear that veil. So anyway, that is what, you know, those symbolic, meaningful gifts are all about.
Yeah. And so that takes us to another myth about buying a gift is an easy way out of showing real love. That's definitely a myth, because the truth of that is gift givers put effort, creativity into finding or making something special. This process allows them to uniquely express themselves and their love. And each person that does that will do that kind of in their own unique way. And so that's another myth about it. So we're talking about myths and really kind of define it, what this looks like for a particular person. Let's use some caution. And for somebody, say, you don't have your love language is not receiving gifts, but your other person is. These are some cautionary things that that you need to caution yourself with. And number one is non-meaningful gifts. Like if it's Mother's Day and you stop in the gas station and, you know, up there by the cash register, they sell those fake flowers, you know, with the little hearts on them or whatever. And, you know, it's pretty obvious that you didn't put a lot of time into that. Don't buy that. Just don't. Now, if gifts isn't important to her or you or whatever, then, man, I guess knock yourself out. But if it's important to her, I mean, I would caution. I can't believe anybody would buy those. But either way.
Now, if you've worked 12-hour shifts 7 days a week and stopping by the gas station is the sincerest only time you've got to pick up a gift, okay, stop by there. That's fine. Don't buy a plastic flower. Find a couple of treats that you know your girl loves. Buy her those treats. Buy her her favorite drinks. Buy three or four of them. Okay, that's understandable. We can give you a pass on that. But don't you stop in there and buy some generic little something just because it happens to be at the counter and, oh, this will give me my free pass through this holiday. That's not how gift giving works.
Right. And let me share another secret. I told you earlier about giving gifts. You just have to pay attention. And, you know, as you're walking through stores, you pay attention. Here's another secret that I'll let out. Most ladies have a Pinterest. Most of them do. So, dudes, if you're listening to this, I promise you, your wife or your significant other, if you're just dating at this point, I can assure you they have a Pinterest page. So you may want to download that out and create an account, whatever it causes you, to be able to have the ability to look at her page and the things that she is pinning. And that is a great little spot to find things. So, you know, to kind of revert back to what Brian was just saying, if you're working 7-12s and you're having a hard time, but let me press you a little bit. Man, we live in the Amazon world. You can order.
That's
about,
true.
You can get about anything off your phone. And so there's all kind of ways to be connected and to understand what's important. And, you know, let's not make this all about the gals. You know, for us dudes, there's...
That's right.
There's, you know, there are things that you can do that are meaningful.
That's hey, why don't you tell them about the gift I gave you for Christmas a few years ago that you have just been thrilled to death? The torch!
This is so funny. We were at a... small group get together, and now first of all, I just love to burn things. I do. I just love to burn things. Fire is just fun. I don't know a dude that don't like fire, but the host couple for that, this dude had this torch that connected to one of his little propane tanks, like, you know, that goes with those little buddy heaters and different stuff. And it was like this blowtorch, and I just thought, dude, that is the coolest thing I had ever seen.
And he just kept on and on and on about it. So I was like, no taken.
Yeah. And then one of my superpowers is the ability to pick up a gift that Brodney has bought for me, and I can usually shake it or just kind of touch the paper for a little bit, and I usually can set it back down and have a pretty good clue of what it is, which does nothing but make Bronya mad, which is, again, part of my fun. And that Christmas, going into that, I had no idea. And I don't think it was a super expensive.
I know it wasn't. It was, I think it was the cheapest gift I bought you that year.
But it was so cool. And still, it's about fire season. It's right by the back door. And as soon as I get to do it, that torch is outside.
But that odd-shaped package, he had no clue. I had him so stumped, and it was awesome.
Awesome. So, so anyway, all right. So with that being said, another word of caution for you. If you're buying gifts, also pay close attention to how it's presented.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're season of life, and everybody understands season of life, like Brian said earlier, if you're working 7-12s or, you know, your own, you know, baby number two and your, or baby number five, or, you know, and you're up late, you know, there's understandable things, context of time either way, but just running, you know, getting something sort of meaningful, but then just handing it across in a Walmart bag, or, you know.
I mean, if your love language, if the person's love language is gifts, it could be the most expensive, elaborate gift, but you hand it over to them in a Walmart bag and they're instantly disappointed. Instantly. Before they even open the bag to see what this elaborate, beautiful, amazing gift is, they're disappointed. Because that says, I didn't take time to make this pretty for you. I didn't take time to make this presentable and beautiful. And I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective. Men probably could care less. But from a woman's perspective, I care about how things look.
I will say that on this side. You get me, you buy me a new Titleist driver, you can hand it to me in whatever you want to put it in. I'll just say that. But you know, again, I think, you know, sometimes personality and genders may make a little bit of difference there. Another word of caution, if you got it on sale, don't brag about it. Don't make the gift about you. Make it about them. Oh, well, I got this at such and such price off. All that screams to the people who are getting something from you is that they didn't matter. They're not worth full price to you. That's all they hear. We have a little bit of this. And either way, if somebody hears, hey, I got that on sale, I got that on clearance, all the person who's getting that feels is, I'm not valuable to this person. I understand you don't have to break the bank. We've already talked about earlier. Sometimes just...
But your spouse knows how much money you have or don't have. They don't need...
Going broke.
Your spouse does not need to know that I found this on the clearance rack. Your spouse just needs to know, I saw this, I thought of you, and I thought it was perfect for you.
And it meant a lot. So don't, you know, take the price tag off. Don't worry about the price tag. Don't talk about the price. Even if you did pay full price.
That's the other thing.
Don't act like it, you know, was a burden. Because once again, all you're doing is taking any and all value out of the item that person received, because you're just talking about how much money it is. Now, inside a relationship, you know, this is kind of our heart sharing about finances and stuff. We have one pot that me and Brian, you put money into, one bank account. So you do have to get a little creative in figuring out ways to try to keep things secretive and different stuff like that. And then sometimes that is a little tough to do, and you just have to give each other the space to be able to buy gifts for each other. And
sometimes that takes a little bit of planning ahead and putting a little bit of money back here, a little bit of money back there, or even saying, okay, Christmas is coming up. Let's spend this much on each other. Let's take out cash. Here's the money that let's plan on spending this much. And then you don't have that on your account where the person can look and say, oh, I see what they bought me, where they bought it, you know.
Yeah.
If you like surprises, I like surprises, and not everybody does, but I think most people whose love language is gifts probably appreciate a good surprise.
Well, that might be where we're different, because I like a little bit of a treasure hunt. So if I know the treasure is in the house, then I might go hunt for it because that might be fun, you know. But to me, it's a little fun of shaking the gift and trying to figure out what it is. So, but either way, Bradya likes surprises. And, you know, it was years after several of our kids kind of got out of the house that they used to tell us that they would unwrap things and then wrap it back. You know,
they're awful. Kids are awful, aren't they?
All right. So, what are some examples? Here's a caution. At the same point in time, we give you examples. Most every one of these love languages, as we're getting ready, we're kind of searching for stuff to give and talk about, to give you some hints of stuff. You can type in your Google or whatever, and you can type in, examples of, love language receiving gifts and give me examples. And me and Bronnie's going to read off a few of them. I'll ask Bronnie too. And some of them are the most generic, crazy things, buy your spouse a car wash. I think it was one a while ago we were laughing.
No, thank you.
And
that's not.
I was not going to appreciate a car. Now, she will appreciate if I could get the car, fill it up with gas.
Or go wash my
car. And wash it.
Don't, that ain't a gift to her. That, no, thank you.
So you're going to see those lists, and we'll give you a few examples.
But most of it's just going to be based on your spouse's personality, what they like, and again, paying attention.
Once again, we're back to paying attention. Take some clues.
One of my favorite things, and this is probably crazy, but one of my favorite things is I've said this a while ago, something about going to the gas station, but if we're at the gas station and it's one of those where John has to go in and pay, I don't know. I just love it when he comes out with my favorite candy or a special drink for me or whatever. I just think that's so sweet. That just says he was thinking about me. Or if he has to run to the grocery store and he comes home with a little treat for me. And that's just a couple of dollars. That's not breaking the bank. Anybody can do that. I think a lot of it has to do with just making just an everyday, normal, average day feel special. And anybody can do that with any little gesture, any little gift. Homemade gifts are always sweet. Those take time, and the receiver knows. The gift receiver knows that takes time, and I think that's special. When you go on vacation or a trip, if your partner's love language is gifts, you better bring them home something. I just think that's so sweet when you bring them home something from a trip.
Hmm.
Even if it's something small. I think this is so sweet. When you surprise your loved one with a gift in their vehicle in the morning or when they get off work, if there's something in their car, that is so sweet. That is thoughtful. And again, it don't have to be anything big, something small.
Nope.
What else? You got any other ideas?
Well, here's one that would speak to my wife. A trip to the place that they always wanted to go.
Absolutely.
And a trip.
Or a trip to the place they always like to go, whether they've been there a zillion times.
Right.
Just take me, baby.
Y'all know. If you don't, you don't. But either way.
Let's see.
Hey, how about this? The gift of yourself. Here's one list. It says the gift of yourself.
Well, I guess that could be all about the gift of the love language of physical touch or quality time, however you want to look at that.
So, guys, you get the idea of giving gifts is love. If I wanted to back this up with a Bible verse, I'd go to one of the most meaningful, I guess that we could say, or memorable verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he
gave.
I heard an old line years ago, and hopefully I'll get this right the first time. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. If you love someone, I think you're going to give of yourself, give to that person. That's just a kind of a part of it. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And he gave his best. He gave his only begotten son. So guys, we take from that, we see what love is. And
absolutely.
So I hope that this kind of helps you kind of talk through. Maybe we made it fun for you talking through a love language.
And don't forget that all most all of this, you know, can transfer to your kids. If your kids' love language is gifts, and you know, pay attention to them. And if they are outside playing, and they are every time they go outside, they bring mommy in a flower. Most likely, their love language is gifts. If they come home from school every day and they've drawn you a picture, you know, most likely their love language is gifts. So pay attention to those kiddos and make sure that you're loving them in that same way by giving them stuff, picking them up little treats, or there's so many ways that you can love your kids through gifts without it being expensive too.
Absolutely. Well, guys, let me pray for you, and let's just kind of dance our way out of here. Hope you guys have enjoyed our time. Please share our episode, share it with a friend, and maybe share it on your Facebook or social media. We'd definitely appreciate it. Thank you for being a part of our Happy Healthy Home family. So let's pray. Father, we love you. We're grateful for what we have in you. Thank you for each person who's taking time to listen to our podcast. Father, I pray that you would bless them and their relationship immensely. And Father, as we walk through love languages and just learning how to love each other and receive love and give love, and Father, part of that is giving gifts. And so Father, may we say thank you always for the gift of your Son and his death on the cross, and that gift of eternal life through our belief and faith in him. And so Father, I pray that you will help us to love each other well, and if our spouse or has that particular area that's important to them, Father, I pray that you would help us to make it important in ourselves as well. Father, I pray that you'd bless our day and till we come back next week. Father, I pray that you protect each member of our Happy Healthy Home podcast family. God, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. I hope you have a great evening, the rest of your day. Thank you again for tuning in. Please share. Rhonda, love you.
Love you, babe.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.